Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, welcome. Great to have you with us. We're the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Kevin is on his birthday sabbatical.
Apparently got exhausted blowing the candles out off the cake.
Well, when you have that many on there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
My goodness. Bob and I were just going through the Ireland trip.
Yeah, Penn State headed to Dublin.
Yeah. I was explaining to him how the practice will work.
Yeah.
And the practice for the game actually begins the Thursday, the week before, is how it works.
Yeah.
And they're scheduled to break into scout teams on the 19th. Everybody is really competing for spots and depth chart from August 4th through August 18th, essentially. And then at that point on the 19th, that's where the separation occurs. Now, it doesn't mean you cannot impress the coaches by what you do on scout team and then suddenly be flipped over to playing on game week team.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there's a climb that has to happen.
Yeah, a bit of a ladder that one's got to take a few steps up if you want to get back onto the playing field.
And James will practice on Sundays. Nothing on Monday, but then go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I also, one of the things I noticed right away was the Thursday practice.
Yes.
Which I said to Bob, I said, well, 4:15 to 6. At because the talk show.
Yes.
Great.
Starts at what?
6:06.
Exactly. And is it going to be that my favorite spot with the
Damon's.
Great ribs?
Damon's, yeah.
We're not actually, I'm here in the Chateau, and it's not far to Damon's.
Oh, no. We are centrally located.
It is
not. I mean, I have a ball game tonight. It's a doubleheader tonight that starts at 6.
Okay.
I'm on at 5:30. I will be there in plenty of time.
No question. Even after signing off at 5 from WKOK.
Yeah, and we'll do a couple little things afterward and we'll be done, but then that will be it. And that's what happens when you are centrally located.
It is. No, we're in this Star Wars-like studio here in... now I know what working for the NSA must be like with all the gadgets and gizmos that are here in the studio.
You got that right. And we got AC, too.
Yes. Here it is.
We got all sorts of stuff in here. But let's talk about the Phillies for a moment. They've done nothing.
They have done absolutely nothing. Everyone thought, Steve, that Jonathan Papelbon would be no longer a Philly as we're speaking right now because the trade deadline has just come to a screeching, or it has arrived.
It's come and gone.
Yeah, it's over.
It technically is over unless there's some last-minute paperwork that had to be put in on some deal. So let's recap it quickly. Justin Masterson goes to the Cardinals. Essentially, Justin Masterson takes Joe Kelly's spot.
And Kelly is gone.
Right. So that's where he fits in. John Lackey goes to the Cardinals. Essentially, he takes Michael Wacha's spot. All right? Because Wacha's been hurt and he's been out. And the Cardinals, that's where they felt they had to improve themselves.
Cardinals are in the thick of it, obviously.
And then this one.
Okay.
The Detroit Tigers have acquired David Price from the Tampa Bay Rays. You now have Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, and David Price on the same team.
Detroit's playing for keeps.
Well,
this year.
This is a three-team trade. So let's go through the three teams involved. And again, John Lester went to the A's for along with Johnny Gomes for Yoenis Cespedes. It's Seattle's involved in this thing, but doesn't say what they got out of it. It's a three-team trade. All it says is that All it is Twitter for the moment.
Okay.
But David Price has gone to the Detroit Tigers. They are dancing in the streets of Wayne County today. Wow. So, and the Yankees get Steve and Drew from the Red Sox.
Now, why would you trade within the division like that?
But why would the Yankees want Steve and Drew?
Why would the Red Sox want to give their arch rivals a player?
Well, Drew hasn't done much of anything for the Red Sox. He's hit 176, four home runs, 11 knocked in. See, to me, remember what I said before? Xander Bogaerts needs to be the everyday shortstop there. Let the kid play. I don't care how many mistakes he makes. He's 21 years old.
And this is not the year to worry about that,
right?
Mistakes.
Okay. So Drew, evidently what they want to do is they want to play him at second base in place of Brian Roberts. And Drew can play third base as well. So that's, I mean, see, what the Red Sox have done is they've unloaded salary here.
They're just, this is a word for that. It's called dumping.
Right. They've unloaded $8-9 million with Lester, which he's going to command a lot more. And they may re-sign him. I mean, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Lackey, they're not going to re-sign. But Lackey was commanding about $12 million, $13 million a year. That's now off your books. Now, next year, he's only going to be paid $500,000. So, actually, okay, that's a lot of people don't realize that. It's an odd clause in his contract. Right? Drew was getting $10 million this year. Why? I never understood. I mean, I sat back. I thought to myself, how drunk did they get when they made that deal?
That's $30 million.
Yeah. Well, when they cleared out Crawford,
mm-hmm.
Gonzalez, Beckett, and, of course, Nick Punto.
Ah.
They cleared out $250 million.
That's the budget of some Central American countries.
Now, because they would have owed Gonzalez, and it came out about $50 million a year. Over $50 million a year, and then 5 years.
And that's real money too.
It's actually real cash. And that's what they've done. I mean, what they've done is they've taken. Lackey came through big for them last year. Lester, except for one season, has always been terrific.
Solid player.
Drew, I never got from day one. I'm talking last year, this year. So they're playing for 2015. Now we got to figure out what the David Price deal is here, because we don't quite have what, the Tigers and the Mariners are in this deal. And the Mariners are in the thick of this as well. And David Price, let's see, let's try CBS Sports Line, see what they've got on here. I mean, for them to get David Price, suddenly the A's have massive competition. I mean, Detroit and Oakland in a championship series would be a heavyweight bout. Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see what they've got here a little bit. Steven Drew goes. I don't even know what the Red Sox got for Steven Drew. I think I'm assuming it's like an Eskimo and a kangaroo.
They didn't.
Let's see. The Tigers get David Price. The Mariners get outfielder Austin Jackson. The Rays get Drew Smyly and Nick Franklin. Now, there might be other pieces to the trade. Price is 28.
In the prime, then.
Yeah. Yes. 3.11 ERA.
Very good.
23 starts. 8.2 strikeouts to walks. I mean, he's just really, really good.
Yeah.
Four-time All-Star, Cy Young Award winner. He's owed the balance of a $14 million salary this year. Now, he's a free agent at the end of this, too, so the Rays knew they had to make that. And, of course, Tampa Bay hasn't paid anybody ever. The Rays walked the fine line between contending and rebuilding for several years now, flipping the rotation like Scott Kazmir, Matt Garza, James Shields, now Price.
They've cleared the decks.
Right. They still have Alex Cobb and Chris Archer, who are two very talented young players. But they're just in one of those positions where they just can't. They can't keep guys long term. Detroit, sell a few more pizzas, they're in good shape.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, it's the way they are.
Yeah.
So that's what you have here at the trade deadline. So at the trade deadline, David Price goes in a three-team deal. Okay? And let's see. Well, there's a lot of dealing going on. Oh, there's more than there. Wait a minute. There's more than this. The Orioles got Andrew Miller from the Red Sox. That's a big
and
one.
And that's another Red Sox.
Yep.
Clear the deck, clear the salary cap.
Yeah.
I can see it right now. The payroll for the Red Sox for the rest of the year, $425,000 for the entire team.
Right.
Because there's nobody left.
Okay. So let's review one more time where we're at. All right. Let's start with the Red Sox. John Lester goes from the Red Sox. Excuse me. John Lester and Johnny Gomes go from the Red Sox to the A's in exchange for Yoenis Cespedes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's one. The next trade is John Lackey goes from the Red Sox to the Cardinals. And in that deal, the Red Sox acquire Joe Kelly and Craig. Okay? Alan Craig. So they get another three established players in those deals. Next on the Cavalcade of Champions, the Red Sox trade Stephen Drew to the Yankees, and I don't know who they got for Stephen Drew. The Red Sox then traded Andrew Miller, left-handed setup guy, to the Orioles. And they give up Eduardo Rodriguez, the left-handed pitching prospect. He's the Orioles' third-best prospect before the season. I hate that. I can't stand that. He's the 12th. What's the difference between number 3 and number 9? As soon as you can tell me that, then I'll buy your book.
It's just a numbers right. That's meaningless.
I mean, Miller's 29, okay? This guy is really good when you put him against left-handers, which is his job. He's a left-handed specialist.
They bring him in and pound against the left-handers.
150.
Mm-hmm.
Is the batting average by left-handers against Andrew Miller this year.
Not bad.
I mean, really
that's
good.
Really
34
good.
Strikeouts and 4 walks against left-handers. That's what the Orioles want. They want a guy that's a specialist.
That's a 9-to-1 ratio, practically.
Right. And they give up Rodriguez, 21 years old. Okay, so, I mean, that's one. Okay, I'm fine. You get a prospect for. And then the Yankees got Stephen Drew, and I don't know what they got for him. Okay, next is the David Price trade. It is David Price to the Tigers, Austin Jackson to the Mariners, and Drew Smyly and who's the other player going to the Rays in all this? It's actually, and Nick Franklin. So now you got Scherzer, you got Verlander, and you've got Price.
So you're
not done yet.
Oh, okay.
The Washington Nationals then made a deal. They got Asdrubal Cabrera from the Indians, which is, I think, a really good trade for them. Asdrubal Cabrera in exchange for minor league shortstop Zach Walters. Now, Cabrera is he's slumped this year. He's only hitting .246 in 97 games. Walters is 24, right?
Yep.
He has an OPS of .797.
Yay. Yep.
Hitting .280.
Yay. So,
I mean, it doesn't matter.
The Nats are getting an experienced player, been around, can hit who's been a proven hitter when he's hot.
Right.
And they're leading the National League East. They are.
Yeah, they're in front of the Braves.
So, and they're going to be in a battle with the Braves, so they've just probably helped themselves quite a bit with that trade.
The Orioles asked about Bartolo Colon, but the Mets have balked. Meanwhile, Marlon Byrd. The Phillies are said to be asking a lot of prospects for Marlon Byrd. They want to, you know, word is the Phillies handed Seattle a list of 3 good prospects and suggested the Mariners pick 2 to send Byrd. Seattle said no.
So Marlon will be back in the Phillies lineup again tonight then.
Well, the Yankees asked and the Royals asked. He makes, what, $8 million next year. So that's where we are on trades.
Sounds like Detroit's done very well. Sounds like Oakland's done well.
Well, let me put it this way. I also think that, they've done well. And
if you're the Boston announcer, you're going to look at the lineup card tonight and go, who are these people?
Like, we got who?
Yeah, what's his name again?
Joe Castiglione. Holy cow. Is there anybody else? Let's see, Lester. Yeah, the Yankees. Okay, let's the Drew trade. Who'd they get in the Drew trade? They got... Just says where he's going to play and say what they got. Drew was the fourth member of the Red Sox, blah, 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 blah. Miller, Max, Minnesota Exodus, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't say what they got for him. Sounds to me like they ended up doing it. Now, right now, the only other people that have profited out of this have been the people who have set up airline tickets for all these people.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people flying around the country tonight to get to the next game.
Right. Yeah. Wow. As Drubal Cabrera. That's an interesting deal. Maybe change the scenery will help him because he was a good young player for the Indians for a while.
You know, what I think is going to be really interesting is the reaction of the Philadelphia media who have been calling for massive trades, who have been demanding Ruben Amaro's scalp, who have not been happy with anything and have been demanding all of these trades or improvements, and nothing happened. So wait till tomorrow. Philadelphia sports writers are just going to be on the warpath, which is fine. Philadelphia fans, I'm not sure what they think.
They're confused.
Yes.
Angry and confused. Look, the Red Sox won the World Series last year. I've talked about how difficult it is to win. They won the World Series last year. All these parts came into play. They made it work. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're looking at this year, and they're looking at the future. They've been able to put together, okay, they have a fine young kid in Bogarts. Now they cleared out the room. They get Drew out of there. He can play shortstop. All right. Lester and Lackey are gone. You still have Buchholz. You picked up Joe Kelly. You're not completely, you know, scuttled in terms of what you're doing with your starting rotation. And you still have Uehara as your closer and Tozawa as your setup guy. Right. I'm talking for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the guy who hasn't come through for them has been Will Middlebrooks. But to me, you can take Brock Holt and you can play him at third base. Right now, you can put in the outfield Cespedes, Victorino, and Alan Craig in your outfield. You just became much better there. Bogart's a shortstop. Play Brock Holt at third. The kid's established himself.
Mm-hmm.
Pedroia, Napoli, DH. Okay, now you got to find yourself a catcher. And you're going to have to, maybe through free agency, find yourself two starting pitchers. Now in 2015, you've got a shot. Detroit wants it all now. They get David Price. They got Verlander. They got Scherzer. A's want it all now.
Yes, they do.
They've got Lester, Smarja, Hamill, Sonny Gray, Scott Kazmir. Short series, dangerous. Detroit, short series, dangerous. Nationals felt they needed a little bit more. At shortstop, they got Cabrera. Asdrubal Cabrera. Mm-hmm. For those who are thinking, oh, my God. They got Miggy Cabrera. No.
No.
Asdrubal Cabrera.
Yeah.
A. Cabrera,
yes.
Not M. Cabrera.
They may be third cousins twice removed at best.
Yes. And the Orioles get Andrew Miller, the left-handed setup guy they were aching to get, who will help them out.
And they're going to make a go of it this year, too, I think.
Right. They're in the thick of it. They know they are. And the Yankees got Stephen Drew for no apparent reason. All right. We'll come back in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back as Bob and I continue to experiment. All right, Bob. The verdict is maybe I don't need to buy a new printer.
Yeah, we're having a fun here.
Oh, yeah, we're having a blast, Bob. Bottom of the hour. That means news. Kyle has been writing down every trade. None of them have involved the Phillies.
Not a one.
Or the Pirates.
But you know what? The Pirates get Gerrit Cole back. They got Francisco Liriano back. So maybe they don't have to do anything. Maybe.
Yep.
All right, bottom of the hour, Sarah Bartlett with the news. Buhner and I together in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sealands Grove, Sunbury, and Lewisburg turn first for news. News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Injury after a pedestrian accident. AccuWeather says we could see some rain this evening and then cloudy overnight with a low 59. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Bartlett, WKOK News. One person was injured after a pedestrian accident in Montandon this afternoon. The accident happened along Route 45 near 4th Street in Montandon just after 3 p.m. A female was reportedly injured after being hit by a vehicle. She was taken by ambulance to Evangelical Community Hospital and then transferred by Life Flight to Geisinger Medical Center. We'll have more information as we get it here in the newsroom. Improvements are in the works for Raspberry Avenue in Sunbury. Mayor David Persing talked about the plans this week at the city council meeting. He says improvements will be taking place between 3rd and 4th Streets from Court Street to Penn Street, and the city plans to add trees, do street improvement, and tear down blighted homes in the area. He also says a parking lot could be added in this part of town for the new community arts center.
The other end, when you go across 4th Street, we'll be looking at a lot that we will be developing for a parking lot, hopefully as the Albright Church project grows into our community arts center, then that's where that parking will be.
Persing says the project is in the preliminary stages. The House has abandoned a vote on legislation to address the immigration crisis on the border after Tea Partiers withdrew their support in a dispute over a separate measure on deportations. Speaker John Boehner issued a statement today saying the House would continue to work on solutions to the crisis. His statement came shortly after the House postponed the vote on the final day before a five-week summer break. Dow Jones Industrials plunged 300 points today, and that wipes out July's gains. It is the worst drop since February. Investors are reacting to disappointing corporate earnings and outlooks from major U.S. companies like ExxonMobil and Whole Foods. And bad movies always bring out the best tweets, and Sharknado 2, the second one, is no exception. It might not have busted Twitter like the first movie did, but there were plenty of snarky comments being posted. Celebrities got in some zingers, too. Andy Richter tweeted that the title of the movie should have been Sharknado 2, The Death of All Shame. Taking a look now at AccuWeather, some rain later this afternoon into the evening as well, and a low overnight 59 under cloudy skies. Times of clouds and sun tomorrow with a couple of showers and a high 80. Then on Saturday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms around. Saturday's high 79. Rather cloudy and humid on Sunday with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Sunday's high 79. Humid on Monday with times of clouds and sun. Monday's high 84. Find more news all the time online at WKOK.com. It's back to the Steve Jones Show right after this on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Come on home to convenience. Come on over with style. Come on home to real savings. Service with the real smile.
Hey, why search the newspaper classifieds when the best yard sales are at Kohl's Hardware?
Come on home to Kohl's annual yard sale event for the best prices of the year on seasonal merchandise, overstock items, and closeout products.
Show up early for bargain prices on grills, patio furniture, solar lights, pool toys, lawn and garden merchandise, and more.
Smart yard sale shoppers know that each yard sale is unique, so be sure to shop all 11 Kohl's Hardware locations.
And be sure to shop Kohl's yard sale event often, since the prices keep going down.
Now is the perfect time to buy hand and power tools, fountains, hose carts, statuary, paint, automotive goods, houseware items, and more.
Look for the big white tents at all 11 Kohl's Hardware stores and shop the yard sales. We're right around the corner, right here in your hometown. Come on home to Kohl's.
Come on home to Kohl's.
Kohl's Hardware.
Come on home to Kohl's.
News Radio 1070 WKOK wants you to know about the people and organizations that help make the Susquehanna Valley a better place to live.
The Salvation Army in Sunbury is helping children in grades K through 8 that are in need of backpacks and back-to-school supplies. The program is open to students in the Sunbury area, and giveaways begin the week of August 11th. For more information and to sign up, visit the Sunbury Salvation Army at 40 South 4th Street or call 570-286-4131.
Ride the rails for more Sunbury River Festival fun on Saturday, August 16th. Rides will be at 9, 11, and 1. Tickets are $10 per person. Buy one, get one free while supplies last. Children under 2, lap riders are free. Uniformed riders, including veterans, firemen, and police, ride free. And costumed characters will be on board for the kids. Get your tickets at M&T, Northumberland National, Susquehanna, and Swineford National Banks, all on 4th Street, Sunbury. Sponsored by Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated, Cedacog Joint Rail Authority, Penn Valley Productions, and North Shore and Shamokin Valley Railroads.
Greetings, Mark Lawrence from WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. If you were listening Thursday...
And if price is your concern, what's wrong with that?
Morals and values and faith and humanity and fairness. If those are more important to you, then you would never go near a Walmart.
And on the next OTM, we'll have Bob Garrett, President and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, on the jobless rate around here and their many projects. It's OTM 830 to 10 on WKOK, WKOK.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
We welcome you back. Trade deadline. Now, you would figure that Kevin on the trade deadline would be here and all over this, Bob.
Yes, he absolutely.
I mean, this is his kind of baby.
You know, it's the last day of July. We're just getting ready for the dog days of August.
This is what he loves.
He lives for the moment, and he's not here.
I mean, he's off in the wilderness somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it, Bob.
Now, he's like Moses. He's 40 days out in the wilderness.
I don't get it.
No.
I mean, Bob.
Yes, we're at the end of...
This is the TMZ moment he aches for.
He does, and nowhere to be found. Search parties are leaving Sunbury Broadcasting Studios, looking for him, as Steve has now been able to get his printer to work here.
Oh, Bob, I'll tell you, a little surgery and we're done, man.
Exactly.
I mean, you've watched this magic moment occur to the point where he's like, I'm getting ready to leave. I can't stand watching this guy. But I mean, this is the TMZ moment where people are moving all over the place and the Phillies are doing nothing. Bob, this is Kevin's moment.
Well, he doesn't know how to handle it because he was convinced Phillies were going to make massive movements on this day at this hour.
Bob, all he cared about was whether his guy Utley won or not.
He does. He is a loyal Utley fan. He's loyal.
Bob.
Yes.
If he has the jersey of the dude,
yes,
he's all worried as to whether he's losing the jersey.
Yeah. Then it becomes a collector's item, and then he has to put it in his closet with the 714 other jerseys that he has of people that he's followed, and they've been traded or retired or quit.
Exactly. I mean, his favorite jersey is the one of the Carlson brothers from the movie Slapshot. All right.
Yes.
Everybody needs to have one of those. So let's recap where we are today. The Phillies have made no moves.
None.
There's been some talk that the Mariners and the Yankees wanted to talk about Marlon Byrd, but in the end, there is no movement.
No, and Marlon Byrd would be a great acquisition for a team. He's a good player.
Oh, and he proved it last year when he went to the Pirates, and that really, the Mets, followed by the Pirates, resurrected his career.
Yes.
But there's no movement there. Bartolo Colon, Mets said no on Bartolo Colon. If I were the Mets, I would have dealt him, picked up some prospects, and moved on, because, I mean, long-term, he's not going to help you.
Yeah.
Right? But no movement there. Phillies, no movement at all. Zero. The Red Sox have moved virtually everyone.
Yeah, the announcers will be stumbling over names tonight, or jersey numbers or things like that, because they're not going to know. It's a whole new team.
Bob, the bottom line is this. Right? It would be easier for us to tell you who the Red Sox didn't trade than it is to tell you. This is what the Red Sox have done today. The defending world champions,
yes,
who will not defend their championship this year.
They're not even coming close.
No, they're not going to be close. But this is what they've done. They've taken John Lester, maybe the best big game pitcher in baseball. You're like, oh, Clayton Kershaw. This is not a put down of Kershaw.
No, he's great.
Okay? Great pitcher in the regular season, good in the postseason. He still needs to have that great moment, which he has never had the great moment in postseason yet.
Now
it doesn't mean it won't because he's a young guy.
He's not had that signature win that people will talk about for years.
Whereas Lester has had a series of them in postseason. goes to Oakland with Johnny Gomes in exchange for Yoenis Cespedes. So the Red Sox get a major league power hitting left fielder that has a chance to wear out the wall. The A's get the big time, big game, game seven, give me the ball pitcher, I'll win for you.
Yep.
And a guy in Johnny Gomes that will play hard, work hard, bust his backside, and will not fill the vacuum of Cespedes, but will fill some of it.
Let me just stop you right there. The question I have is you take a great pitcher like Lester from a team that isn't even close to making the playoffs, and they've written off the season, yet performing well. When he goes to a team that's in major league contention, does a Lester step up his game from what it is right now to even greater heights?
And that's a really good question, and I would say the way he has pitched this year, he's just going to keep doing what he's doing.
Because some people, when they move to a contender, they just, you know, step it up a notch, go into an extra gear, all those old cliches.
The way he's pitched this year, he's pitched at a high level all year. And I think you just can expect him to continue to pitch at a high level.
You know, because like Marlon, what triggered that thought, Steve, is what you said about Marlon Byrd.
Yeah.
The Pirates last year were a team of some destiny. They had 20 consecutive losing seasons, never gotten over 81 wins. Marlon Byrd comes over. He elevates the whole team.
Right.
And he goes with that elevation and plays really well. He's fun in the clubhouse. He loved being with the Pirates.
Right.
And it was just a great trade for the team, and the team improved much more than without Marlon Byrd.
No question. So they don't make that trade. So then the Red Sox then took John Lackey, and they dealt him to St. Louis for Alan Craig and Joe Kelly. So now you get a reliable number three starter in Kelly, and you've taken your outfield and you've transformed it with Craig and Cespedes and probably Victorino going to center, which then allows you to then make the next move of shipping Stephen Drew to the Yankees for a prospect, but they have not named who the prospect is. That means you can take Bogarts and move him to shortstop, and Brock Holt, who has literally started at seven different positions this year for the Red Sox, can now play third base, even though his natural position is second base, but he's never going to be able to play that with Pedroia there. So now he can do that. I think it's part of the reason how they've done this. Then they took Andrew Miller, their left-handed setup guy, and dealt him to the Orioles for Rodriguez, a prospect who's 21 years of age. Okay, fine. That's a roll of the dice. You have no idea what you get. Now you take Asdrubal Cabrera, and you deal him from Cleveland to the Nationals for a prospect. So now the Nationals get a shortstop, and Asdrubal Cabrera, who has been in the postseason and has performed well in the postseason. Next, David Price goes from the Tampa Bay Rays to the Detroit Tigers in the counter move to the Lester move of the A's.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm just thinking, today is the day that Detroit emerged from bankruptcy.
Right, exactly.
Get David Price, the city that was doomed and in failure, all of a sudden is now the Renaissance city again with this trade and pennant fever. I think, and I'm being serious for a second, I think pennant fever will start getting very hot in the city of Motors.
Oakland and Detroit have put themselves in a position, and remember, the Angels are dynamic, too. Where, with the starting pitchers they've acquired two of the best, Oakland, John Lester, Detroit, David Price. Franklin goes from Seattle to Tampa Bay in the trade. Austin Jackson goes from Detroit to Seattle in the trade. Drew Smyly goes from Detroit to Tampa Bay in the trade. So Franklin and Smyly go to the Rays. Austin Jackson to the Mariners, David Price to the Tigers to join Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander. Plus, they already acquired the closer from Texas to go with Joe Nathan. They've done that. And then the Angels made their one move a week ago when they got Houston Street from the Padres to be their closer. And the Yankees, of course, had Chase Headley to join Drew. And Drew can play some third. Headley can play some outfield. Drew can play some second base. the Yankees appear to have a shortstop already.
And yeah, apparently, and I'm going to be seeing him August the 10th. Actually, I'm going to into the stadium on that Sunday. Yeah. Hopefully, he'll be playing. I don't know if you saw, but last night he was in Texas in his farewell tour.
Yes,
President Bush, 43.
Right.
George W. was there, and there was a very iconic photo taken of Jeter and the president. When the president threw out the first ball in 2001,
World Series.
And
got up there and threw a strike.
Yeah, he did. Steve, one team that we didn't talk about that we're not aware of any trades made, but is up at the top of the heap, so to speak, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Dodgers very quiet, except for one thing. They said they were not going to trade Kemp.
Yeah?
They did not trade Matt Kemp. And I was listening to the game the other night. The night that they announced Vin was coming back, it was kind of fun to listen to the game on the radio when they did that moment.
Yes.
Like, wow, that they did that. But Matt Kemp was not traded. Sometimes it's the trades, Bob, you don't make.
Yes, of course.
That are as valuable. Now, the Pirates get Liriano back, and he's been pitching well the last 3 weeks. They will get, as we had Tim Neverett on the show in the past, an hour ago.
Yeah.
Getting Gerrit Cole back is going to be like acquiring a big-time pitcher.
I think he's right now in their AAA team in Indianapolis.
Yes.
I think he's going to do a rehab throw here very shortly. Liriano the other night out on
the coast
at San Francisco, 10 strikeouts, I think, in about 11 strikeouts in 8 innings.
Yep.
Not bad. Not bad at all. And he was, I think his record coming in, because he was not doing well. He was like 2-7 going into that game, but his last 3 or 4 starts have been phenomenal. So,
and let's see, the Yankees also got Martin Prado from the Arizona Diamondbacks. They gave up minor leaguer Pete O'Brien and either cash or a player to be named later to get Martin Prado, the infielder from the Diamondbacks. And I saw Pete O'Brien last year. Or 2 years ago, I saw Pete O'Brien with Staten Island. I mean, good-looking prospect. He was all right.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't know what they gave up for Stephen Drew.
Maybe they're not going to tell us. It's the old player to be named later.
Oh, no, in exchange for veteran infielder Kelly Johnson.
Oh. Boy, that sets the trade wires afire.
I mean, really?
Yes.
As long as Kelly Johnson. This is, now we're talking about my team. Kelly Johnson. I mean, look, he's hitting .219, 6 home runs, 22 knocked in, third base. Oh, whoop-de-doo. I mean, first of all, it doesn't really matter. They could have acquired the janitor for him, and it wouldn't have mattered.
Two janitors and undisclosed sum of cash. Yeah.
Boy, he does a great job sleeping out the clubhouse. What a great trade.
Yeah, let's put him on in the trade wire.
Yeah, they got Kelly Johnson. Ooh,
yeah.
Okay, great.
A couple thoughts on behalf of Kevin Herr, who loves motorsports, as we know. I think the NASCAR boys, as they say, are going to be up in the Pocono Mountains.
Yes.
Jeff Gordon had a big win in Indianapolis. He's leading at the age of 43, I think.
Yeah, he's leading the point standings.
Now, I think that the name of the race this weekend is the Go Bowling 400. I think that's the name of it. Now, anybody that knows bowling knows that it's 300 is the perfect score, not 400. I don't know what kind of bowling game they're playing, but really puzzled me.
Yeah, let's see here.
At the, you know, the Tri-Oval up in the Pocono Mountains.
Let's see. Pocono Raceway. Let's get the official name.
Yeah.
Let's see. Pocono. Go Bowling 400? Jeez.
Is that the name?
No, I'm just waiting. Still waiting to see.
Okay.
Pocono Raceway.
I think it's the Go Bowling 400, which has just confused me. And if Kevin were here, he could answer the question, why is it 400 as opposed to the perfect game in bowling at 300?
That's a good question.
That's only a Kevin question.
Pocono Raceway, by the way, is to mark its anniversary, their 40th anniversary. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. Images of Pocono Raceway. Oh, look, there's Kevin.
Yeah.
Posing on, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Long Pond, Blakesley, operators, blah, blah, blah. Tricky, it's asphalt. Lap record 223, one Pablo Montoya.
Oh.
That bothered Kevin a lot that I picked Montoya to win. No, seriously, it bugged him because he hates when it's his sport and I pick it right.
Yeah, because...
That's Kevin calling you now.
It is.
I wouldn't doubt it. Let's see, NASCAR Pocono 400. Yeah, it's a GoBowling.com 400.
And I'm thinking to myself, that's crazy. Everybody knows 300 is the score for bowling.
Let's see. It's the second of two NASCAR races.
Right, yeah.
After the Pocono 400. Started in 2007, the race was moved from its traditional July date to August, swapping dates with the Brickyard 400. The Bowling Proprietors Association of America.
The BP...
AA.
AA.
Through its marketing arm, Strike 10 Entertainment signed a two-year contract with the circuit to be the title sponsor beginning in 2013. And so it's going to be called... So in the past, it's been called the Pennsylvania 400.
Right.
The Good Sam RV Insurance 500. The Pennsylvania 500. The Sunoco Red Cross 500. The Miller 500. The Miller Genuine Draft 500, the AC Spark Plug 500, the Summer 500, the Like Cola 500, the Mountain Dew 500, the Coca-Cola 500, the Purelator 500, the Acme 500, and the Pennsylvania 500. Now it's the GoBowling.com 500. Insert sponsor here.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Apparently, they had a little bit of difficulty with some consistency in the sponsorship.
Wow.
I'm saying you could probably get the name sponsorship on that for about a $50 fee.
Casey Kane won the darn thing last year.
Well, we're all happy for Casey.
I'm thrilled for him. Well, they've had it. Like, these are the recent winners of it. Let's see. Rusty Wallace, Bobby Labonte, Bill Elliott, Ryan Newman, Jimmy Johnson, Kurt Busch, Denny Hamlin, Kurt Busch, Carl Edwards, Denny Hamlin, Greg Biffle, Brad Keselowski, Jeff Gordon, and Casey Kane.
Now, one year, Steve.
Man.
They almost had a really great finish because one of the only fella from Pennsylvania, from this part of Pennsylvania, done well in the NASCAR circuit was Berwick's Jimmy Spencer.
Yeah.
And Jimmy was leading with like 10 laps to go.
Right.
And was really dominating the race, had the car, and did some typical Jimmy Spencer stupid move with 10 laps to go. And I think he wrecked his car or some kind of crazy thing. But that had the fans going. That was the one time I actually watched a NASCAR race.
Well, Richard Petty's won this race three times, three of his 200 wins.
And that, he hasn't raced for how many years?
Yeah. Let's see, Butch Hartman, Roger McCluskey.
Boy, those are names out of the way.
Richard
way
Petty,
back.
Yep. Petty again. Let's see, David Pearson, Petty again. Benny Parsons, Darrell Waltrip, Cale Yarborough, Neil Bonnet, Darrell Waltrip, Bobby Allison, Tim Richmond, Harry Gant, Bill Elliott, Tim Richmond, Dale Earnhardt, Bill Elliott, Jeff Bodine.
Boy, the Bodines are from the Binghamton, New York area. I know that.
Bodine, I'll tell you a quick Jeff Bodine story right when we come back.
All right.
We'll come back, wrap it up in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, got to go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought that was that. I have one.
Okay, so one Jeff Bodine story.
Yes.
Like most racers, they've really worked their way through circuits to get here. And one of them is that you race modifieds.
Yep.
Jack Arute, whom...
Great announcer.
Great announcer, great guy. Personally, like Jack a lot. And it drives Kevin nuts that I know him.
Exactly.
Jack's family, Jack Arute's family, owns the Stafford Motor Speedway in Stafford Springs, Connecticut.
Okay.
Which is approximately 10 miles from where I grew up. Jack, in fact, lives in Suffield across the river from Enfield, where I grew up. So, right. So they have owned the Stafford Motor Speedway. Jack's father has since passed away. So Jack now is really the one that runs the Speedway. And they race modifieds every Friday night there during the summer. One summer, Jeff Bodine won 14 consecutive Friday nights, to the point on the last 11, they put a bounty out there to defeat him. I mean, they called it a bounty. I mean, they all knew what it meant. You got a bonus if you won the race.
Exactly.
Finally, on the 15th one, they finally won, got the bonus and beat him. But he won 14 consecutive Friday nights in the featured modified race.
And that is rock and roll racing, too.
Yeah, the modifieds are rock and roll.
Oh.
They have a sportsman division, and a guy that welded for my father actually had a car in the sportsman division. And my father said, hey, look, if you need to use the stuff to help out on a Saturday or Sunday.
Sure.
And so George would come in and he'd work on the car. And he did win twice. And that's, in fact, that's how I got in. He goes, hey, you want tickets? Yeah, we'll go.
Absolutely.
So I've actually been there. And Jack, of course, gets a kick out of the fact that I've gone.
Sure.
And it just drives Kevin up the wall that I know him.
You need to call Jack up and get two tickets to the Stafford Motor Speedway for Kevin.
Oh, I'd like to ship Kevin to Stafford.
Exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, several days.
He may never come back.
Look, don't get me excited. Trying to stay at an even keel
exactly,
here.
Exactly, I know. Don't get your hopes up.
Hey, it was great having you here.
Oh, thanks, Steve. Great to be here in the chateau.